Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from the November 2022 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter magazine. Our story today is entitled Walking in the Right Direction and takes us to the country of India. Growing up near a city in India known for its many Hindu festivals, Durgawati and her nephew, Gulsan, sought peace through Hindu rituals and the worship of numerous deities. But despite their devotion, their hearts remained troubled. Because of continuous sickness of our family members, we never felt peace in our hearts, Gulsan said. We were searching for solutions to our problems, but we failed in all our efforts by devoting ourselves to the Hindu gods and goddesses. And then one day a villager named Vidhawati told Durgawati and Gulsan something that piqued their interest. She said that after suffering from a chronic stomach illness, Jesus Christ had completely healed her. She shared the gospel message with us, Durgawati said, and we started meeting with her and listening to the word of God. We put our faith in Jesus. Well, soon the three believers, all in their early 20s, were forced to make another life-changing decision because of their Christian faith. Durgawati and Gulsan started attending Vidhawati's church regularly and were baptized in a river near their village on October 2, 2020. A pastor from the church occasionally visited the three young Christians, and as they matured in their faith, they began sharing their testimonies and proclaiming the gospel in their village. They also prayed for the sick. When villagers became aware of the Christians' evangelistic activities and the pastor's visits, they grew concerned. Some villagers spoke with the young believers' parents, urging them to prevent their children from attending church and telling others about Christ. When the parents failed to take action, the village council met and, in November 2020, ordered the three believers to stop visiting the church and to cease their evangelistic activities. If they did not, the authorities warned, they would be banned from the village. Vidhawati, Durgawati, and Gulsan each boldly refused to stop worshiping at the church, saying they were prepared to face the consequences. Frustrated, the council ended the meeting. At a subsequent meeting, village authorities raised the stakes. They told the believers' parents that they would lose their land and property and be banned from the village if their children did not leave the Christian faith. Though the parents had been somewhat supportive of their children's Christian faith to that point, the council's threats filled them with fear, and they soon began pressuring their children to stop attending church. Desperate to restore their good standing with the village council, they even beat their children, locked them in their rooms, refused them food. After being locked in her room for days, Vidhawati escaped and fled to a Christian friend's house in a nearby village. 2 weeks later, Durgawati and Gulsan also fled their village. The three believers moved in with their pastor, who lived a few miles from the village. News of their Christian faith spread quickly after they left their families, and a local newspaper even published a story about them. Although the publicity cost them jobs and relationships, they were not discouraged. Persecution built up our faith, Gulsan said. We became stronger in our prayer and devoted ourselves to learning more of the scriptures. We feel that God is with us all the time. As they've grown in faith, they have also come to forgive their parents and others who persecuted them. Durgawati said that when they see their persecutors at the local market, they ask them how their families are doing. We have learned from the scriptures that we must pray for our persecutors and forgive them, Durgawati said. We have no anger toward those who have persecuted us. Frontline workers have supported the young Christians by providing food, clothes, and tools to help them earn an income. Grateful for the support, Durgawati and Gulsan said they have come to understand that persecution naturally follows faith in Christ. When we started reading scripture, especially Matthew 5 and onward, Durgawati said, we realized that we would be persecuted for our faith in Jesus. Therefore, this persecution affirms our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And Gulsan also takes encouragement from their persecution. Now we think that persecution is a sign that we are walking in the right direction, he said. Vidyawati, who helped lead Durgawati and Gulsan to Christ, died in June of 2021 after being diagnosed with cancer 3 months earlier. Since her death, Durgawati and Gulsan have continued to grow in faith and proclaim the gospel to their neighbors. They said they could never think of stopping the ministry work they started with Vidyawati or of rejecting Christ, even if their faithfulness cost them their lives. For us, the greatest blessing is being with Christ, Gulsan said. We consider God's presence to be the greatest blessing. Material things will come and go, but the peace of Christ always remains with us. When a villager becomes ill or is struggling with a personal issue, Durgawati and Gulsan see an opportunity to share the gospel. They also share their own stories, describing how faith in Jesus Christ gave them peace and changed their lives. And they do so in full expectation of receiving more harassment and persecution. We are sure that in the future, more persecution is waiting, but we know that all those who live godly lives will be persecuted, Durgawati said, quoting 2 Timothy 3:12. We continue to read the scriptures because we know at the time of opposition and rejection, scripture gives us strength. Durgawati and Gulsan have not talked with their families since leaving home, but they continue to pray that their family members will come to know the peace of Christ, which no Hindu deity can provide. We hope that someday our family will change, Durgawati said, and will be able to share the gospel with more villagers. We are hoping that someday we will have a church gathering in our house where, along with family and villagers, we will sing a hymn of praise together. To other young believers experiencing challenges to their faith, especially from family members, Gulsan urges faithfulness to Christ. There is so much joy in Christ, in spite of persecution, he said. So never give up your faith in Jesus Christ. Well, if you'd like to be put on the mailing list of Voice of the Martyrs and receive your own free copy of this magazine, just contact those folks at vom.org. That's vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on the 17th of December, 2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.